This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today was a day I really did not feel like doing this khutbah. Yesterday, a dear brother, a pioneer, a graduate from the Islamic University of Medina. He was only 5 years older than me. Many of you know him. Many of you met him. And many of you studied with him and under him. Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, rahimahullah, was the founder of Al-Maghrib Institute, which some of you may be familiar with. And I typically don't do a khutbah about someone who is alive, and I usually don't do a khutbah about someone who is from our time that passed away. But there were some lessons in the life of Sheikh Muhammad, who passed away at the mere or young age of 47 years old. The achievements that we see in a person's life makes us reflect upon our own lives, makes us think of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And really, this is the lesson that I take from the death of every single person that I hear who passes away. That their passing away is a reminder that I will also pass away. And their death is a reminder that we will also die. Their time is up. Our time is still not up. So what will we do? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 281 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and this was, as Aisha radiallahu anha tells us, the last verse that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. An ayah that rings through my head every single day. Years back, when I learned of the importance of this ayah, I made sure that every single day I recite this to myself. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Be mindful of the day that you will return to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And every single soul, every single person will have what they deserve, will receive from Allah what they deserve. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And none will be wronged. None will be wronged. If you permit that I take some examples from a brother who changed the way many of us thought. He did not intend to change Islam. He did not intend to do something different than what the Prophet ﷺ came with. And I know some may have their reservations, but Sheikh Muhammad, at the young age of 47, taught hundreds of thousands of students across this globe. And after graduating from Medina, coming back to North America, residing a few years in the US and as well as in Canada, traveled the world and opened doors and opportunities for many imams to travel the world, to spread Islam in the language of the people, English, in the country that we live in and the countries that we would teach in. But his idea of teaching Islam was different than what many of the first few imams taught when they came. Not that the content was different, but the way of going about teaching was different. He raised the bar in terms of professionalism. And he implemented something in his life that he will take with him in his grave. A sadaqah jariyah. For the Prophet ﷺ teaches us that when we leave this world, there are three things that we leave behind and we take with us. From those three things is beneficial knowledge. Think of the amount of knowledge that is shared, the amount of knowledge that is received. And I remember our teachers in Medina telling us, if you're not going to use this knowledge and share it with others, or you're not going to show up for class, then don't come and sit here, go back home. For the amana, the responsibility is on your shoulders. You've been chosen and selected from all of the people of your country. Chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to the city of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinatul Munawwarah. And if you are going to miss a single class, then know that that is a responsibility you will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for. And I remember those words being so powerful to me. I refuse to miss a single class. That the responsibility of transmitting the knowledge that we receive from the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so important. So important for the spread of Islam in the countries and lands that we return to. And Sheikh Muhammad took this really seriously. In addition to this, my brothers and sisters, I want to simply remind us that yesterday was Sheikh Muhammad. Today will be you and me. And tomorrow will be our children. We will not be here forever. We will not be in this world forever. So take full advantage of your time. Take full advantage of your life. Take full advantage of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we'll see in the second half of this khutbah, and move forward towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كن في الدنيا, be in this world, in this dunya, كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر السبيل. be in this world as though you're a stranger, or as though you're just a traveler passing through. What does this mean for us? One of the lessons that we see from the life of Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, rahimahullah, is that he challenged the way that we thought. He encouraged us to think differently, to use different tools, different methods, to come out of our shell, to come out of that box, to think outside of the norm. There were many, and I remember years back, myself included, I was like, why are people having to pay for Islamic courses? Why are people having to pay to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And at the time, it didn't make sense. And we discussed this many times. But when you fast forward and you see how the people who pay are the ones who take that knowledge seriously, then you realize the importance of putting certain things in place. And the payments are not payments to encourage or to increase someone's lifestyle. The payments are to encourage the student to take that knowledge seriously and to increase in the quality of knowledge that is given. To increase in the quality of classes and classrooms and to have greater outreach. And you see that Sheikh Muhammad really changed this dynamic for us here in the Western world. When we think of Islam being taught, I remember being a child sitting in the halaqa in our masjid in Montreal, and the imam was teaching in Urdu, and on Wednesdays was teaching in Arabic. And I didn't understand a single word that he was saying, but I was just happy to be in the halaqa. And I remember my father sitting and learning, and I remember sometimes the Arab brothers on Wednesday, they would sit and they would learn, and I would go and join the halaqa just for the sake of being in a halaqa. But didn't know a single thing about what was taught. Alhamdulillah, we are today in a different position. There was a time when an imam, a khatib, would stand on a minbar and it was considered completely inappropriate to speak in a language other than Arabic. And now, alhamdulillah, we sit here and our children can understand what we're saying. And this is because of people who were not scared to step outside of the norm, like Sheikh Muhammad, who was not scared about what the people would say. And I remember, I'm even looking around and I see Ahmed in the back, Brother Ahmed Hussein, who alhamdulillah took that strong stance as well. Being a university student and learning from the scholars of the time and then teaching the other university students at university. This was a time when we had no deen being taught to us if we spoke English or French. But there were certain people that said, we're not going to let that stop us. We're not going to let criticism stop us. We're not going to let people say what they want to say and stop us. And really what we see from Sheikh Muhammad is that he wouldn't look in his rearview mirror except to correct his mistakes. He always was looking forward. Always looking towards new opportunities, new challenges, new ways to spread the deen. And he spent every single day of his life as someone who memorized the Quran at a young age. Some of you might know Cornwall Madrasa, right, in Cornwall. As an Egyptian, he studied there, right? Usually when we think of Cornwall, we think of any Desi, Urdu speaking, Punjabi speaking, they might go there and study. As an Egyptian from an Arab family, went and memorized Quran in 7 months. When the average student is struggling to learn 3 lines, 4 lines, half a page, 1 page, he was doing half a juz. This is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those blessings, no one said that those blessings are haram for you and I. We can also receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we just have to want it as much. We have to push hard in our deen, my brothers and sisters. Time for change, time to reflect, myself included. All morning, all night yesterday, been thinking. Yesterday I was in complete shock. The emotions was not hitting me. I couldn't shed a single tear. Today I woke up and it's hard to hold the tears back. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with something important. This deen, iman, belief in Allah azza wa jalla. Are we going to take it seriously? It's time that we raise the bar. It's time that we raise our status as believers. Masajid, board members, Islamic organizations need to raise their status. Stop doing things the same way we always did. Do them differently. Enough with, you know, community members arguing about things that are that should have been solved 20, 30, 40 years ago. Enough with doing things as though we're living in another country. It's time that we look at what the needs of the Muslims are here. Whether it's a masjid, whether it's an Islamic organization, or even for ourselves, and I speak to myself first. If I'm not efficient, if I'm not able to achieve and to do the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the capacity to do, I'm leaving and I'm moving on. That's it. This is the way we have to be. This is the way we have to think. If we're not able to excel, if we're not able to achieve, we need to move forward. Those who want to stay in the past, leave them in the past. Those that don't want to embrace the deen of Allah, move forward, because there will be others that will embrace the deen of Allah. That doesn't mean that we never look back, but it means that you just tune the focus in your rearview mirror to correct your mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon our dear Shaykh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon every single one of us, and shower His blessings and mercy upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا. اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم افتح قلوبنا يا رب العالمين. يا الله, please open our hearts to your deen. يا الله, please forgive us of our shortcomings. يا الله, grant us the strength that we need to achieve great things in our lives. يا الله, please make it easy for us to cherish the belief that you've instilled within us. يا الله, please make it easy for us to use the deen that you've given to us in ways that will benefit us in this life and in the hereafter. يا الله, please protect our children and their children and their children. يا الله, please protect the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know and we believe and we trust that you are there for us, and we never doubt that. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to submit to you. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to understand the importance of unity in our community. And Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to always turn to you and to submit to you and to submit to none other than you. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya Rabbil Adli wal Ihsani wa Ita'i bil Qurba wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum. ودعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تسمعون.